Merry Christmas from Pop-Up Chinese. Google has the motto, don't be evil. We don't follow that.
No.
But we do believe that Christmas is the time for giving.
And in that spirit, we bring you a truly heartwarming tale about one friend who gives her other friend the greatest gift of all.
哎，你看过《午夜凶铃》吗？
没看过。
哟，特别好看，我昨儿刚买的碟，拿去吧，送你了。
送我？
当然了，赶紧去看，不看后悔。
好看吗？
要特别精彩，我跟你说。
那我尽快。
别尽快了，就今天晚上吧。
行，今晚。
好样的，明儿咱俩交流啊。
谢谢啊。
So the first line is...
哎，你看过午夜凶铃吗？
哎，你看过午夜凶铃吗？
Yeah, that's the name of a movie.It's a Japanese movie.
It's fairly popular, not only in Japan and China, but around the world, in fact.
Yeah, it's The Ring. And if you haven't seen it, you really should go out and see it
right
as
now.
Soon as possible.
We'll Christmas send Eve. You some discs.
Christmas Eve.
we'll send it. Give us your address. We'll get it to you by mail. Next.
没看过。
没看过。
I haven't seen it.
Yo, 特别好看。我昨儿刚买的碟。
Yo, 特别好看。我昨儿刚买的碟。
Great, it's really good. I got a disc yesterday.
Yeah.
拿去吧，送你了。
拿去吧，送你了。
Here, take it for you.
Yeah.
送我？
送我？
Huh?
For me?
For me?
当然了，赶紧去看，不看后悔。
当然了，赶紧去看，不看后悔。
Sure, go watch this as soon as you can. You'll regret it if you don't.
好看吗？
好看吗？
Is it good?
哟，特别精彩，我跟你说。
哟，特别精彩，我跟你说。
It's super awesome, I'm telling you.
那我尽快。
那我尽快。
I'll take a look at it pretty soon.
Yeah, 尽快 is like soon or as soon as I can.
Yeah.
别尽快了，就今天晚上吧。
别尽快了，就今天晚上吧。
Not soon, tonight.
Yes.
行，今晚。
行，今晚。
Okay, tonight.
好样的，明儿咱俩交流啊。
好样的，明儿咱俩交流。
That's the stuff. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
谢谢啊，
谢谢啊。
Yeah, and
thanks.
The gratitude at the end of it. Let's take a listen to it one more time.
哎，你看过《午夜凶铃》吗？
没看过。
哟，特别好看，我昨儿刚买的碟，拿去吧，送你了。
送我？
当然了，赶紧去看，不看后悔。
好看吗？
要特别精彩，我跟你说。
那我尽快。
别尽快了，就今天晚上吧。
行，今晚。
好样的，明儿咱俩交流啊。
谢谢啊。
Now, if you haven't actually seen The Ring, you might be missing the point of this.
Yeah, well, stop listening to us. Go out, watch it at night.
Alone.
Alone, in a dark room.
It's a Christmas movie, though.
It is. It is fun for
it's
the whole family. And if you have young children,
yes.
We encourage you to show it to them.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
And don't watch the American remake.
I haven't seen it.
It's not as good.
哟，特别好看，我昨儿刚买的碟。我昨儿刚买的碟。
我昨儿刚买的碟。
Yeah, so it's not 昨天。
Yeah, it's 昨儿. This happens a lot in speech, especially in northern speech. And you can also say 昨儿.
Yeah,
or mirror.
And today. Here we have mirror.
Or tomorrow. Yeah. Ooh,
so
later.
You can arise all of your days and drop the tian, which is great if you're a busy person and you're trying to save time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And dia means disc here. So she's bought it on DVD.
Right. I just got this disc yesterday.
Yeah.
Gang mai dai, I just got it.
And I like the way she's so eager to get rid of it. Even the language she uses to give it away is very short.
Yeah. Here, take it.
拿去吧。
拿去吧。送你了。
Take it for you.
Yeah.
送我。
当然了。
And then, you know, it's like the LOL cats. I can has cheeseburger?
Yeah, I has...
So what?
I has disc.
This is a nice one here.
赶紧去看,不看后悔。
不看后悔。
And this is one of these coordinate statements. She doesn't say if, but that's what she means.
Yeah,
you'll regret it if you don't.
Yeah.
If you don't see it, you'll regret it.
要特别精彩,我跟你说。
特别精彩,我跟你说。
Right, so...特别 and we heard this earlier as well, like 特别好看
Well,
特别 really means special, but here it's like it's super, it's awesome. It's just used kind of like feichang. It's an emphatic word.
I mean, I think at the intermediate level, people will really have tobia down. I like the, I really like the end of that sentence. 我跟你说。It's like, I'm telling you.
一般都在前面，一般我跟你说特别精彩，但是在后边是。
You can use it, and it's exactly like in English. Mm-hmm. You've got Joey from the car garage down the street, and Joey's always saying like, "Yo, you gotta check this out. I'm telling you.
Yeah. 那我尽快。
别尽快了，就今天晚上吧。
别尽快了，就今天晚上吧。
If you actually listen to the recording, something is amiss.
那我尽快。
Yeah, they're saying 尽快, fourth tone.
Yeah, because the character 尽 is 尽, it's a 多音字.
It's frequently wrong in the wild. It has two different meanings depending on what tone it's said with, but actually either one works pretty well in a logical analysis. So if you say 尽快, it makes sense, but really technically
should be third tone, fourth tone.
It ought to be 尽快.
Yeah, moving on. One woman says, you know, then I'll take a look at it as soon as possible. To which her friend replies,
as soon as possible? No, tonight.
You've got to see it now.
别尽快了，就今天晚上吧。
Definitely within the next 7 days.
别尽快了，就今天晚上吧。Okay, and next one should be 好样的。
Yeah, that's a great little phrase.
Yeah,
it's
that's the stuff, or that's the spirit, or way to go, or something like that. You'll hear it in Cheers. You'll also hear it if a kid manages not to wet the bed. Their parents will say, you know, hey, that's the stuff.
You'll hear it in Cheers, like you go to the baseball game, and people will be like, oh, hell yeah.
Well, not the baseball game, but and not in Beijing. Hmm. People don't cheer
like
in Beijing. There was actually an honest-to-God group. It was founded online by this kid called the Jingma Lianmeng.
Oh, yeah.
And these guys just
the
got
Beijing
together.
Swearing squad.
It was the Beijing Profanity Alliance.
They were arrested, weren't they?
Yeah.
And it was at some soccer game.
Yeah, they went to, I think, all of the Guan games. They were probably they were probably the only people who went to all of the Guan games. They're like the most dedicated fans. And they just went there to use Beijing-style profanity, which we're not going to get into, Jingma.
Yes.
On both the opposing teams and the home team.
And their own team, really.
Mostly their own team, I believe. Anyway.
Anyway, Haoyang, you know, way to go. Good going there. Now, Brennan, you've seen the ring, haven't you?
Yes.
Echo hasn't, so I think that...
But I've seen the book.
The manga, right?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is that the difference between the Chinese title and the Japanese and English title, because the Japanese and English title is just the ring. Ring. And the Chinese title...
Well, you four characters.
You need your four characters.
更有文化.
Yes.
Yeah, but it also kind of tells you that, you know, this is not just any ring. This is a
午夜凶铃.
Yeah, so it is a midnight
killing.
It is a midnight inauspicious murderous ring.
It's not the ring that actually does it. It's a
phone call.
Yeah, the telephone.
Oh, it's that ring.
Oh, okay. you thought there was a
because the ads have the circle, or maybe that's an eye or something.
I think it's an eye.
Oh, well.
But that is also the ling we should say there. That's ling is in like ling sheng, right?
Oh,
a ring tone.
Yeah.
Ringtones can kill.
Ringtones, I bet ringtones can kill. I'm pretty sure.
They're making a killing every day for China Mobile. Tell you that.
Well, I'm pretty sure that somewhere in their banks, China Mobile has got a ringback tone, a cailing, that will cause insanity. And it's probably by Kenny G.
This is somewhat ironic because if you have Brennan's phone number and you call, it's Kenny G that answers.
Not now.
You changed it?
It
was months. You were a Kenny
for
G
months,
machine for months.
For months on my old phone. And then fortunately... Yeah. But then fortunately it got stolen and I'm on a GoTone plan now, which I believe does not do that. But the China Mobile thing was actually fun because I did in fact change that to a normal ring 2 times. But it was... they would change it back and I would get an SMS saying, you know, "Dear China Mobile customer... in order to thank you for your continued subscription, we're giving you a free color ringback tone." And every time I would go to cancel it, they would change the voicemail system slightly. So the steps I'd taken before to cancel it no longer worked.
Okay.
And finally I gave up.
One quick question, in case people aren't clear about it. What is the difference between a ringtone and a ringback tone?
One is emitted by your phone through a speaker. That's the one that lets you know it's time to pick up the phone.
And the ringback tone is the tiling.
Right. It's the one that the unfortunate on the other end of the line hears while they're waiting for you to pick up.
That's the one where Kenny G dominates the market.
Kenny G dominates. There are also Xi Shua Shua by The Flowers. Oh, there was also, you remember a couple of years ago, there was this, it was a Mongolian family that sang together.
Oh, Xinjiang
Sanbao. Yeah.
You know the Xinjiang restaurant by Nanlo Guxiang?
Yeah.
I was in there.
他们的那个电话铃是那样的。
Yes. And I walked in the other day and they were dancing to it on the television. And you know, it's not, they're not Mongolian, they're from Xinjiang, but I, you know, solidarity, I guess.
Against what?
For lamb.
Oh.
Anyway. That's it for today. If you have any questions or you have any thoughts, feel free to leave a comment on the site or send us an email, Echo.
Yeah, send the emails to me at echo@popupchinese.com.
Right. And Merry Christmas from all of us in Beijing. We hope you have a safe and happy holidays.
圣诞快乐.
And watch The Ring.
哎，你看过《午夜凶铃》吗？
没看过。
哟，特别好看，我昨儿刚买的碟，拿去吧，送你了。送我？当然了，赶紧去看，不看后悔。好看吗？哟，特别精彩，我跟你说。
嗯，那我尽快。别尽快了，
就今天晚上吧。
行，今晚。
好样的，明儿咱俩交流啊。
谢谢啊。